Lights, camera, action. This is Girly So Groovy, and this is a full hour of nothing but soundtrack songs in anticipation of the Academy Awards. We just heard music from Garbage with their song Number One Crush. That's featured in Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. In the middle, it's Sinead O'Connor with her song You Made Me the Thief of Your Heart, as taken from the Daniel Day-Lewis film In the Name of the Father. That's one of those songs you just want to crank the volume as it builds and builds and builds. And then, of course, starting that set, it's Tori Amos with her song Siren, as featured in the film Great Expectations. This next set of songs has not one but two songs from two different Elliot Page films, starting with the film Juno. It is Kimya Dawson right now here on A Girly So Groovy.
Quiet as a mouse when I snuck into your house and took roofies with your spouse in a knit and outer louse. Lice are lousy all the time. They suck your blood, drink your wine, say shut up and quit your cry. Give it time and you'll be fine. And convicts with perfect diction, underdogs with good intentions, amputees with stamp collections. Why would skin boards ride the ocean? Salty noses, suntan lotion, always seriously joking and rambunctiously soft-spoken. I like boys that like their mothers, and I have a thing for brothers, but they always wait till we're under the covers. Sam, sure glad we're not lovers.
Yeah.
hearing our Girly So Groovy favorites calling to us from the silver screen. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the moviegoer who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. In the second hour of Girly So Groovy, we were doing nothing but movie soundtracks in anticipation of the Academy Awards right around the corner. We just heard The Breeders as featured in the film Whip It, as directed by Drew Barrymore. That movie is such a fun feminist film, released back in 2009. I really do hope Drew Barrymore finds time to direct another film. I thought she did a great job with Whip It. The song is called Bang On from The Breeders. In the middle, it is Liz Phair with the song Don't Have Time. That's taken from the film soundtrack Higher Learning. And then we started the set off with Kimya Dawson with her song So Nice, So Smart, as featured in the film Juno. Both Juno and Whip It being films that were led by Elliot Page. In many ways, Juno was the film that launched Elliot Page's career when I think about it. Okay, friends, that's all, folks. That's the end of this film voyage. We are at the end of Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 21 years, I cannot say thank you enough. Girly So Groovy's been broadcasting from CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit listening area for over 20 years. And we're now proud to say we're syndicated across Canada and into the US. You can find us in British Columbia, whether it's ShoeSwap, Nanaimo, Burnaby, or Kamloops. We're in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Lethbridge, Alberta. We are in Ontario, in Thunder Bay, Sudbury, and Kingston, Halifax, Nova Scotia. We're in New Brunswick with Fredericton, St. John, and Sackville. We are in Bombay, Newfoundland, and LaGrange, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. Thank you for joining me on this station. Perhaps you're also one of our 1,600 followers on our Mixcloud page. That's where you can find over 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy, just waiting for your listening pleasure. Go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. And press play. It's as easy as that. Also, we're on social media, Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook.com/girlysogroovy. Again, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. I'm going to leave you with one last song. The Michael Cera film, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I would love to know how a smaller known 90s band from Halifax, Plumtree, was able to have an entire film based around a song of theirs. And I don't know how this happened. Anyways, it's movie magic. Plumtree wrote a song called Scott Pilgrim long before the film came out. And then that song obviously is on the soundtrack. So that's what I'm saying. We're going to wrap up this episode with Plumtree, Scott Pilgrim here on Girly So Groovy. Thanks for tuning in. Talk soon.